Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Thanks very much for joining us. The lovely Grace sitting in for Christy Lee with Josh Arnold right next door. And then we have the handsome Jeff Oskey, new to our staff, comedian, dancer. And then there's Chick McGee across the way, looking very puzzled right now. This is Tom speaking. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. Special free VIP access this week on the Bob and Tom Show. You can check out what we've got going on. We've got a six-camera shoot happening here. Plus, you can listen to the show as an MP3. What else? You've got more than 60 Bob and Tom albums you can stream. That's a lot of stuff out there. We've got some requests coming up from our new service. We have a new ability to reach this show via text. What's that number again, Josh Arnold?
Well, you get your smartphone out, right,
John? That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And you decide what you want to text.
That's exactly right.
Then what do you do?
You dial in this number, Grace.
888-262-8661.
And then you send it on off.
262-8661. Thank you very much. You can text us and let us know what's happening in your life. We'd love to know. And we were talking about the elderly woman who flashed the crowd at Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. And then we were talking about designer nipples in the news. Ladies, you don't have to do this, but I guess if you want, you can. That's a big thing now, getting your – people want – or women, I guess, want their nipples to look like
– It's supposed to
– Celebrity nipples.
It's supposed to be sexy. A lot of these celebrities are stepping out with sheer shirts and
– So you – okay.
I've noticed that's a thing.
Yeah.
That there – you can see – yeah.
There. And then Jeff asked the question, can guys do this as well? Now, Jeff, you said that your nipples are too low.
I have low nipples.
Because this article says they can actually move them.
You can.
Do your nipples hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Can you tie them in a knot?
Can you tie them in a bow?
Can you throw them over your shoulder
like a continental soldier? Do your boots nipples low?
Close.
Very close.
No, Jeff, we've discussed that you are a very hairy man. Nice full head of hair, huge beard. You stop shaving and that.
When he raised his shirt up to show the camera his nipples, I thought he was wearing a sweater underneath his shirt. That's how hairy this man is.
I'm a very hairy man.
Hey, it works for some people.
Can they be seen? I mean, can you find them? Are they hard to find?
Yes, I can find my own nipples.
hard to find nipples are known as Areola 51s. If you're aware of
I've been with a few of those.
Hang on a second.
I loved that.
P-U.
I loved it.
Go ahead.
Well, my concern is that it's like all these trends. You see a picture of yourself, you know, 10 years ago, and you go, God, that was in fashion of that, whatever it might be.
Right, like my parachute pants.
Yeah, or it could be facial hair or a haircut. Things come in and out of fashion.
Right.
So maybe nipples will
– Maybe low-hanging nipples will come back into fashion.
But you don't want someone looking at you, like I said, 10 years from now and going, oh, God, those are like the flip phones of nipples.
You never know.
Those are so dated. Notice that when you watch a movie now, you can kind of date the movie by the phone.
Yeah,
that's very accurate.
And I think on a lot of the sets now, they're using some kind of a generic rectangular thing. So the fake phone, you can't really tell what kind of phone it is. And so they know that in the future, people aren't going to go, oh, wow, that's an iPhone 4. This movie must be from kind of an interesting thing. Now, we have a lot to get to here. We've covered all of our sports. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, good. We have the lovely Grace at the news desk. What else is happening?
I have more boobs in the news if we want to stick to it.
Boobs! Sure. In the news!
I don't know, but Tom, I don't know. Can I say this on air? I'm learning.
Oh, here. Give me that. Sorry. Okay. I better handle this one.
You're the professional, as we all know.
This is pretty delicate.
Well, this... I'm waiting with bated breath.
Okay, I'm going to...
go.
Let's see this. How do I do this? This is... You're right, Grace. This is kind of a radio conundrum here.
Yeah.
You know what the fidget spinner is, of course.
Yes.
They're everywhere. There's a bunch of them sitting.
Oh, did this find... No... All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
A woman has invented something.
To augment the fidget spinner?
Something to do with a fidget spinner. Let's see. Her name is Carita de Pincel, and she has invented a pasty-like device and shared them online in a video showing her creation. And she writes, "Hi, everybody. I've been working on something that absolutely no one asked for, and it is a... it's a fidget spinner that is affixed to the nipple."
Yes. All right.
And there's a video of this woman with wearing these things. Imagine a...
I saw that.
And
she's spinning them.
Right, yeah.
Now, sure. I can say this word, but I'm going to put it this way. This word is like pudding, okay? It's got two D's in it, right?
Pudding. Two D's.
Yeah, pudding.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you.
So the word is... fidget tiddies.
Oh, okay.
Did you You hear that?
Yeah.
You see like a conundrum.
Sound? That was a duh sound.
Yeah. So instead of like ta-da, it's tid-dee.
No, that really
with
didn't.
D.
That absolutely didn't help.
Well, you know,
you can see why or how I was trying to.
There's a color called tiddy pink, I believe.
Yes.
With D's.
With D's, yes.
A crayon, yes.
Yes.
So, once again, they're called.
Well, my favorite tend to be D's.
Doubles, triples.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Make a note of that. Yes, they once again, this is from Mashable. The headline is Creative Woman Invents Fidget Tiddies. Once again, the hard D's. Duh.
There's a video of this, too. It's very, I don't know, I'm
unsettling.
Kind of transfixed.
They're fidget spinners for the nipples.
It's like hypnotizing almost.
Nah, they're dumb.
Well, I mean, it's an excuse.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you could perhaps...
Just see a boob. Anyway.
She also has a video, how to make your own.
How do you affix them to the boobular area? What is the...
like a double-sided
boobular
tape?
Area.
Probably like a double-sided
tape. I think so.
There's a how-to video. Let's check
what
does
she have underneath the fidget spinner? Is that like a...
Those are her boobs.
No, the heart-shaped... There's something... See, there's something.
Yep, she is using pasties to affix them onto her.
It's a heart shaped. See, it's heart shaped.
Oh,
I
know, a pastry.
Oh, that's different than what I've found.
Yeah. Boy, that
oh my gosh,
this one's
that's
much
worse.
Better.
yikes!
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
That's one albino like lady there. Wow, that is. She is creamy.
Why is it you?
Could I
you
see
comment,
those again?
You comment on people's hair and their complexion.
Extraordinarily
and you lack. You lack both. I don't understand you.
Well, I think these, once again, fidget tiddies may become quite popular.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Is that right?
I'm going to make a set when I get home.
Okay.
Try them out.
Yeah, in any event, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Back to the news desk. Once again, Grace sitting in for Christy Lee. Grace?
Let's see. Our friends in Copenhagen, Denmark are back in the news.
Oh, what are they up to?
A penis-shaped rock formation in southern Norway is up again.
Oh!
Hilarious.
After the popular tourist attraction was found badly damaged last month.
Right.
On June 24th, joggers discovered drill holes in the rock that suggested it was deliberately vandalized. And as a result, more than $27,000 was raised for repairs.
Well, they broke it off.
Yeah. Snapped it.
Did you see this thing? It's this giant rock that sticks out.
Rather phallus shift.
The penis rock.
And it was called, it was called the penis rock.
On Friday, July 7th, workers put back more than 12 tons of heavy rock that broke off the Trollpicken formation.
Oh.
They used iron wedges and concrete to reattach the broken promontory.
Yeah.
After winching it up inside the 33-foot high scaffolding.
Yeah, this huge boulder dropped 30 feet. But what's interesting, this is, I think, the first time in the history of vandalism that the vandals removed a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, historically, that's...
Generally, they add them.
You know, the first week that spray paint was invented, some guy walked onto a wall. Look at this! Vinny! Check this out! In fact, when they had whatever cuneiform, the first guy with a chisel when no one was looking, hey.
I just love the headline with this.
Carve a big penis.
In fact, that's why the Sphinx's nose is off, because it was actually shaped like a penis and somebody had to knock it off.
The Sphinx was made for a bachelorette party.
Right, exactly.
I just love the headline with this. Penis rock rises again.
Spray paint can invented, 1949. What do you think of that?
And I bet the first penis was spray painted in a wall in 49.
The first aerosol spray can invented in 1927 by a Norwegian engineer.
Oh.
Okay.
Doesn't penis rock...
something Norwegian.
Sound like the porn actor from the Flintstones. Mammoth penis rock.
I always remember Ann Margrock.
Yeah.
That's the only one I remember.
Those were always so great, yeah.
Oh, wow.
stony rock or something. Rock. Wow. So anyway, they fixed the... This, I guess, was a huge tourist thing. People would come and look at the...
So now they can go again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and again, well, the first time in the history of vandalism that a penis-shaped thing was actually taken down.
Yeah, it's not
now,
really Banksy.
When we return, we have a priest accused of road rage.
Oh, yeah.
That's a weird story. and we have an update on the guy who had the alarm clock beeping in his wall for the last decade. Oh, and guess what happened at Pamplona?
Oh, I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah, I know that, yeah. And it was an American, right? Or a couple Americans?
Did you hear where it hit?
Yeah.
Oh, taint that funny. When we come back, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. She's trying to swallow her pretzels. Wash them down. We're live in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. The VIP cameras are free this week, so check it out at bobandtom.com. Are you eating?
See, chick, eat Fritos.
Okay, thank you very
much. And they're almonds.
And almonds.
That's Josh. That over there is Jeff Oskey.
Remember what I say.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom program. This is Tom speaking. Yes, sir.
Without Frito-Lay, life would be impossible, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah, that should be their new campaign. Aren't you glad we're here, too?
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Now, we have a lot to get to here. Now, this is kind of a sports story, and it's pretty much
a story
we get every year. Do you have the story about what happened at Pamplona?
I sure do.
Do you want to hand that over to the Chickster?
He's now here's story. Grace.
No, you can do it.
All right.
Let me just put the
word... I don't have to get up, do I? Oh.
No, the word gourd is in the headline.
Thank you, Joshua.
Which I very much enjoy.
You know, this happens pretty
just
much...
Throw it at him.
Happens pretty much every year.
Not only did he throw it, he balled it up. Two American men were gourd on the second day of the San Fermin Festival. That's Festival of Cheese. Mm-hmm. Bull running festival in Pamplona, northern Spain. No spay. On Saturday morning. It follows the goring of
so
two other men.
They call it no spay, like Soho, south of Houston.
Yeah, no spay. Northern spay.
No spay.
No spay.
No spay.
Two other men were gored from the United States on Friday. Two other men from the United States were gored on Friday would be a better way to say that.
Mm-hmm. So four total.
Right. One of Saturday's runners, a 22-year-old bro, identified only by his initials, JC.
JC got gored, dudes.
Well, Jesus what? Christ! He was gored in the arm. He remains hospitalized in serious condition.
That's probably the infection setting in, you know, because bullhorn. They don't, like, clean the bullhorns alcohol before they send them out.
No, they don't. Yeah,
it's not
they
super don't. Sanitary.
A little swab.
And I'm glad it was just the arm. I thought maybe JC took it in the old AH.
Well, the other guy did.
Oh, does he?
Yeah,
no, now, Tom, the second man, a 35-year-old identified only as WH, was gored in the perineum.
Oh, man. Oh. Which is the clinical term for taint.
That's exactly right.
Taint's supposed to happen that way.
His current condition is
taint happened that way in the Hemingway book.
No.
Oh, my God.
Taint sitting down for quite a while.
Taint misbehaving.
B-U-double-R something bull run.
B-U-double-L-R.
B-U-double-L-R-U-N bull run.
They only release like
B-U-double-L-R-U-N bull run.
They don't. You know, it's not like a lot of bulls. They're only like
so. It's four or five.
There are three or four bulls. I bet there are maybe two or three bulls.
Only takes one to tear up your taint.
Yeah. Well, that's a phrase.
I want that. I want that stitched into a pillow. That's what I want.
Only takes one to tear your taint.
Jeez. I think 15 people have been killed doing this since 1924.
And countless bulls have been murdered.
Yeah, that's what bugs me. No matter what happens, the bulls, they don't. I think if the bull kills somebody, hey, they win.
They do win.
Now, this was a couple years ago. The guy that wrote the book, How to Survive the Running of the Bulls, was gored.
Oh my God.
Yes, but he still survives, right?
Yeah, the Chicago man who co-authored the book on how to run with the bulls in Pamplona was gored in the right thigh. A couple of years ago, Bill Hillman was gored by a bull that got separated from the other five toward the end of the 850-meter course just before the downhill slope leading to the bull ring. He edited a book entitled Fiesta, How to Survive the Bulls of Pamplona.
July the 7th through the 14th, 2017, 8 a.m. sharp, six bulls and four oxen are released on the cobbled streets of the old town of Pamplona. Let's see.
A lot of American tourists go there, and they stay up all night drinking, and then at dawn they...
Would you ever do this?
This is very much on someone's bucket list. I'd like to go and watch. I'd like to go. Apparently there are balconies and things you can... watch the goring.
Yeah, you can always see the people.
Yeah, but then you're
the
not.
The goring.
Yeah, then you're. That's not. You don't
it's
have
not
to,
the same.
Not macho. You got to be out there in the.
Yeah, that's what's keeping me unmacho.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the macho thing is keeping your testicles.
Well, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but this guy writes, by the way, when he got gored, he goes, it didn't touch a bone or an artery. This is an honorable wound. No, it's not. You're an idiot.
Honorable wound.
That's what he says, yeah. Now, they couldn't do this in the United States, of course, because they'd have to have a wheelchair. Division, to be fair.
Jesus.
No, I mean, seriously. They'd have to have.
Yeah, I mean, people just wouldn't allow this to happen. The bull. People would be more concerned with the bulls than they would be the humans.
You think PETA would be the big.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they'd be out.
The only way to watch safely is not on TV, is from a balcony. There are no other positions, no grandstands, or reserved seats otherwise. So if someone tries to sell you a ticket to see the running of the
court
Bulls,
side.
They're not being genuine.
Okay, so once again, more Americans gored the show. We have a tribute to the running with the Bulls.
A goring tribute.
Yes, and here it is.
At Nike, we know that to get a job done, you need the right shoe. Michael Jordan doesn't step on the court without his Nike Air Jordans. And Jose Impalero doesn't step into the streets of Pamplona without his Air Toro. Air Toro. Once you strap on these bright red steer hide zapatas, you'll be ready to run for your life.
Yes, hello. This is Jose Impalero. You know, when I put on my Air Toros, I feel like I can... Oh, oh no. Oh, mi Dios. Oh, no. No, Toro. El Toro. Oh, no.
Air Toros. People would walk over you to get this shoe. Air Toros. Hemingway may have worn khakis, but he never got to wear Air Toros. Plenty of other famous people love their Air Toros. People like Gore Vidal, Bruce Hornsby, Red Skelton, and the Chicago Bulls. So, hoof it on over to your favorite shoe store, Air Toros.
No, Toro! El Toro!
Air Toros. Just do it.
Once again, four Americans gored so far on the running of the Bulls.
Two Friday, Pamplona. Two Saturday.
Jeez.
And, oh, wow. Yikes.
Uh-oh, you're not watching footage,
but
are you?
What's, my thorax is where?
Thorax is your chest, right?
Yeah. A guy got it in the thorax, and then a guy got it. This describes it as in the scrotum.
It's like and a fish hook scenario.
How many have died? 20 since when?
More than 15, apparently.
More than 15. But yeah, but that's
since the 20s.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Those are
yeah, those
numbers.
Are that number seems low.
Almost 100 years? That's not bad at all.
Yeah, what about a guy got gored in the perineum. That means between that and that.
I know.
You'd want to have a semi.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying those are pretty good numbers.
Yeah, they are, yeah. Considering
the Bulls are loose in the streets. That's a pretty good. So that's them Bulls are more scared of you than you are.
So that's that's passable for you.
Huh?
That's passable
that's collateral,
for you.
Yeah, that's acceptable, okay. Acceptable casualty.
More people have been killed in the javelin throw.
But I think so.
Just remember, every one of the Bulls has been killed. Because they're just leading them into the...
Effectively, the Bulls are the Washington Generals
of
this sport.
Yes. What I want to see is a Bull doing the news. four of our brothers were killed again.
And he takes his glasses off and wipes his eye like Cronkite.
That's right. Oh, apparently, this just in, official, in Pamplona. Four more Bulls were killed.
Here's a great picture of a guy down with the Bulls coming on the attack. And it's funny because almost everyone's wearing white shirts. This guy's wearing a bright orange shirt. He's about to get a bullhorn right in the anus.
You're supposed to have white shirt and red scarf and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This guy didn't.
White pants.
He's on the ground.
You know what? Here's the kind of guy you are, though. You couldn't even watch this, I don't think. You would be so nervous and freaked out you couldn't even watch it, I bet.
Well, I could watch it.
I bet you could.
There's a video
in person?
Of it right here.
No, he couldn't.
I'd be a little squeamish.
Yeah.
It looks like the start of a marathon.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
But also it has this weird ninja thing where they've got all these guys wearing the red scarf and the white. They all kind of are dressed the same.
Yeah.
Sort of like ninjas. Then they're interviewing a bunch of American bros.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing.
A bunch of dudes.
The guys from America who were gored. We're probably going to get some sort of injury like that anyway.
Yeah, you know, these are the guys that own a rectal bong.
So anyway, I tried to dive into the pool from the ninth floor balcony.
Yeah, so Mondor and I are running with the Bulls, dude.
Hit my ass,
and he's so hungover, like a
flagpole.
It was sick.
Yeah. Well. Ugh. I imagine that one of the big problems is once you get gored, I would imagine there's some germ issues.
Yeah.
You know, that's an any that,
horn was just dipped in cow turds.
I think
right,
and suddenly you got it.
I think the goring is enough. You don't have to worry if it's a sanitary wound or not.
I bet that's part of the big problem.
I bet it's not.
Really?
Yeah,
I'll bet it is.
Well, unless the horn punctures the bowel somehow, which is certainly possible.
No, I mean, the horn itself isn't clean.
And that, you know, sepsis is like the second or third leading cause of death.
That's real bad. But yeah, anytime you're punctured with anything, you want to get that thing sterilized.
Yeah.
Do you know what the number one cause of death is? Co-worker murder.
Is that true?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Very weird.
Yeah. I mean, I assume they must have some kind of primitive ambulance service on the streets of Pamplona.
You don't know. There might be some.
It's four guys with a cot who go, wee-hoo, wee-hoo.
You probably have to pay them in advance.
They just got like a white flag.
Juan can go wee-hoo very high.
Wee-hoo, wee-hoo.
The guy with one of those big guitars.
That makes me think of Patrick on SpongeBob.
Yeah.
SpongeBob, turn your siren on.
I think it's so sad.
No, if this guy does end up dying, that got gored in the perineum, then we're all going to feel we told you so-ish.
How long does that go for, that run?
7th through the 18th.
No, the run itself.
Distance-wise.
It's not that long.
It's like 20 minutes maybe or
no,
so.
No, no,
they
no.
just do it every day?
You
different...
mean distance?
Yeah, every day, 8 a.m. Yeah.
850 meters?
Yeah.
Oh, that's it?
That's like 8 miles, I think.
No, it's not like that.
I'm pretty sure on that. I don't want to show off.
The one guy is described as having a 15 to 20 centimeter gash. 15 centimeters.
Also,
no reason to bring his wife in.
So it's about. No, let's be 15 to 20 centimeters, so it's about three times the size of his penis.
Wow.
I hate myself for liking that so much.
Oh, God. Anyway, they have a few more runs this week, right?
Every morning, 8 a.m., whatever time it is. And
the thing is, you're supposed to stay up all night.
Pamplona.
Oh, and then this.
Now, did you ever read The Sun Also Rises?
Oh, sure.
That's where this is from.
It's a wonderful novel.
Bunch of guys in khakis like Hemingway. Okay, so there you go.
Man.
Who would have thought that that would have made that a popular thing? Anyway, I'm sorry. We have to get back to the news here. We have the lovely Grace at the news desk. What else is happening out there? Anything interesting?
North Carolina priest faces assault charges.
Oh, wait.
I guess not that interesting.
It's all the time we have for that story. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
I'm just amazed. After all this bullfighting discussion, Tom's most worried about germs. I swear to God. Tom, you'd be the only bullfighter in history. Rather than using the cape, you'd pull out the Clorox wipes trying to fight the bull.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to get gored by a dirty horn.
But you are right, though. We could never have the running with the bulls in the United States. Over here, it'd be called running with the bulls. We're the fattest country on the mother of earth.
You think?
We're the only nation found out a way to put KFC in a cup. I swear to God, the famous bowl. So there's no doubt we could never do it over here. You're talking about dumb inventions. Them fidget spinners that rotate around the nipple are taking off now?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got an invention. It's called ring around the rubber, and you use a fidget spinner for it. Same difference. So I can match them pound for pound. Now, man, you got two things to play with. I swear to God. Now, I should call Angel Skinner and say, hey, Angel, come over, check this out. I'll give it a spin. You can finally blow dry them bangs.
Oh, my God.
She's always Mr. Bangs over Mr. More than Billy Idol's. I need this laugh today because, man, I made the mistake of going with my cousin Lonnie and his daughter's traveling softball team over the weekend.
Oh,
where'd you go?
I got stuck in the front seat, Tom, of a minivan 8 hours each way with six preteen girls singing off to Katy Perry's and Justin Timberlake, Bieber's, with some Spaniard in the background singing about burritos.
Oh, yeah, that's a big song right
now. Sure is popular, yeah.
Despacito.
Basically, I got a glimpse into your life, Tom. I mean, all that noise. Hell, the game was only 4 hours away, but when you got to stop for a bathroom break every 32 miles, the drive ends up taking damn near 14 round trips. And with these little she-devils, if they weren't butchering already horrible music, they were back there shrieking and giggling nonstop. mm-hmm. you know, like we was pumping nitrous oxide through the vents, which we weren't, because that would have made the ride actually fun. I learned this. Little girls are nosy, too. They didn't stop with the questions. Mm. Donnie, why aren't you married yet? What's up with your hair? Why don't you own a smartphone? I felt like I was trying to pay at the pump. Do you want a receipt?
No kidding.
Are you a rewards member? What's your mother's maiden name? I swear to God.
He's not wrong.
I ain't been interrogated that bad since Border Patrol stopped me on my way back on my 16th birthday in Valdosta.
Really?
It was nonstop. Luckily for me, Lonnie had the child safety locks on, because after about the 100th question, I was about to throw myself out of the minivan at full speed. Uh-huh. You know, there's a $1 million idea, along with them fidget spinners on the nipples and running with the bowls in the United States. How about automakers worldwide start installing soundproof roll-up window glass like they have for limos or minivans?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that way you could be nice and quiet up front.
Oh, I'd give my right testy to have. They'd sell a million of them, Tom. Either that or invent a remote control for the side airbags so adults up front could induce nap time in the back.
Oh, my God.
Did you imagine? New from Subarus. Now you don't have to leave the car to play the knockout game. Swear to God. Put that on Shark Tank.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, Johnny.
That is not a bad idea.
That glass thing is a really good idea.
Yeah, you put the glass up and... The new Tranquility minivan. Yeah, there's a couple songs right now that my four-year-old, I have to hear over and over.
Oh, really?
W-I-C-K-E-D.
You know, oh, is that from the play?
That's Yeah, that's the,
yeah.
The Wicked thing. Oh, man, I've heard that 8 billion times. We all know the way to be. Okay.
Have you heard the song he's talking about, though? Despacito?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a song about burritos.
No.
That song is, that's the one it's, that was number one in the world, and then they did a version with Justin Bieber, and it's now like the biggest selling song
yeah,
in the last decade.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But if you translate, even if you speak a little Spanish, it is dirty.
Oh, no kidding.
I thought
it
he was singing about filthy. Various kinds of Mexican food.
No, I wish, if only.
Big burrito.
It would make Justin Bieber a little more listenable in that case.
My father's name was Tito.
A burrito.
A burrito. It's very good. What? I'm sorry. So you have a story about road rage with a priest.
I do.
We'll come back with that.
Sure.
And we have a story about a guy who apparently tried to exit an airplane midair.
Oh.
See this story?
Josh is already upset.
You're allowed to pummel him to unconsciousness
well,
if that happens.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
good.
So they had to turn the plane around.
Yeah, did you see the pictures of the galley?
Oh,
it
yeah.
looked like the galley exploded. There's stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it's a pretty rough story when we come back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Somehow he's going to blame me on that.
Thanks very much for joining us. We are in the Napa Auto Parts Studios. Thanks for joining us here on the Bob and Tom
Program.
I just
got a paper cut, man.
Oh, I witnessed it.
Oh, I hate
it. It was brutal.
It was. Ow.
It was
I'm
one
okay,
you,
though, Tom. I'm okay. Don't
it was
worry.
One of those paper cuts you could hear.
Slice.
Yeah. Not as bad as a guy getting gored in the perineum in
to me it
Pamplona,
is,
Spain.
This happened to me, see?
I see. Poor guy gets a bullhorn right there between the old AH and the sacroiliac, or whatever that's called. The point being, we'll have an update on this program.
The sacroiliac.
The sacroiliac?
That's well, if you want to get technical.
There are two neums down there. That's why they call it the perineum.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah.
He got it right between the two neums. The sacroneum and the perineum. I'm sorry, we have the lovely Grace sitting in for Christy Lee. Jeff Oskey is joining us in the studio as well. It's a free VIP week. You can watch the show at bobandtom.com.
You can
watch how this
see my finger bleeding.
That's right.
There you go. And we have also on the VIP, you can download the entire show later on today. And we have every bit from every album we've ever done, I understand.
Orange Barrels?
Yes.
Yes.
You can stream it all
one.
And listen to some of the classics. So right now we go back to the news desk. What have you got there, Grace?
We'll go back to this story. A North Carolina priest faces assault charges after he pulled out a gun in a road rage incident. They say the priest, William Ryan Adams, was driving near Palm City in Florida when a pickup truck that he had been following his Chevrolet Corvette closely tried to overtake him.
Slow down here. Wait a second.
Yes.
The guy's a priest.
Driving a Corvette.
Driving a vet.
Driving a vet.
That's right.
All right.
That sounds like some kind of TV show priest.
This reminds me of the priest on The Keepers on Netflix. Have you watched that yet?
Yeah. Oh, it's so creepy.
I that just seems so odd. Usually a priest drives a modest vehicle of some sort.
Yeah, well, like, this is Florida. Anything can happen.
The Pope, didn't he have like a
an
Ford
escort.
Focus or something?
He had an escort.
An escort?
Yeah. Ford. Seriously. I remember they sold his car at auction. No, the other. So this priest, I'm sorry, he's driving a Corvette.
Better.
Some guy's tailing him. Then what happens?
Yeah, Adams, 35, then pointed a semi-automatic handgun at two people in the other vehicle. Police
All
say.
Right, got the semi-automatic.
That's right. Okay. The priest was arrested on Friday after the victims reported the incident. He is charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Dispense a little Jesus justice. Here we go.
Wow, he pulled out a gun.
An assault. Yeah, a
Thou
semi-automatic
shalt not
handgun.
Piss me off.
Vin Diesel is.
Father Hardass.
Father Hardass.
Have you ever cocked a pump shotgun?
Yeah, sure.
You have? Oh,
really?
My gosh.
I've never done that, and I want to do it. It's on my bucket. That's the kind of bucket list stuff I have. Mm. I haven't done that. I'm just like, you know, it doesn't have
you
to be loaded.
Shoot,
just
shoot some skeet? We can get that. We can arrange that for you.
Yeah. See, I don't want it. Nope. I don't want to shoot it. I just want to cock it.
I've heard that doing the one-handed
is
sort of Schwarzenegger.
Unbelievably difficult.
Yeah, apparently it's very
is
hard.
It?
Yeah, weighs about a million
almost
pounds.
Almost impossible.
Yes,
right.
And if you do it wrong, you blow your head off. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to get back to this guy. He's a priest.
Yeah.
He's driving a vet. Already I've got problems with this.
Yeah.
Some guy's tailgating him, so he pulls a .45 on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I like this priest.
I might go to his
service. But the cops arrested him.
Yes.
Sure.
He's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill.
Technically, then, the cops collared the priest.
Now, here's the
thing. That would be
redundant, wouldn't it?
Yes,
I regret getting out of the way for that one.
Open your Bibles to Magnum, verse 45.
I just can't imagine.
The priest and the vet, that's what's really throwing me.
Yeah.
I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, that tithing.
Get the
Ray-Bans. Straight into some new wheels for your vet.
Yeah.
That seems a little... He should be able to drive whatever he wants.
Why not?
Yeah. I want to know what year the vet is.
Any year is cool, right?
Didn't Jesus say something about it's harder to drive a vet through the eye of a needle than shave a camel's ass? What was the thing? Am I getting the quote right?
Exactly.
It sounds right. Perfect.
Hopefully lightning just strikes you and not the whole
stupid. Perfectly done.
Because camel's ass would definitely in the Bible. Absolutely.
It just seems a little odd that the priest is in stir.
They have BB pump shotguns.
Of course they do.
That's what I need.
That's what I need. There you go.
Okay, let's move on. What else have you got over there, Grace?
Well, let's talk about incident.
Sex, baby. Let's talk about you
and me. Let's talk about.
It actually has something to do with that.
Okay.
A passenger aboard a Virgin Atlantic flight from London to Miami recorded two people apparently joining the Mile High Club.
Oh.
In a video shared online, passenger David Eve was seated near the plane's bathroom and began filming while a female passenger left the toilet.
All right.
I've seen this video. It's very funny.
As the door opens, a man's grinning face can be seen still inside. As she leaves.
I'll walk you through the video.
Sure.
You see a guy's face, and it's just he must be on the aisle seat.
Beaming.
And there's a guy holding a camera. And behind the guy's face, you can see the door to the lavatory.
Okay, let me ask you this.
And then the door opens and a woman comes out and you can see there's a guy in there. The door closes and a few seconds later, the guy comes out and he's beaming.
Yes.
In the age of fake news, does this feel staged at all to you?
Not really.
Okay, it looks pretty genuine.
The camera works crappy enough that you think maybe this really did
happen.
And
he kind of makes the guy look like a dick. Like he just...
No, I think the guy's very happy with himself.
He posted on Facebook, and the guy who recorded it, David Eve, posted, wait, was that just wasn't there just two people in there? Naughty Americans.
Yeah, the guy who taped it looks older, like he would be above setting up.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like he has a cooking blog.
Although I want to know how cheap his airfare was that he has to sit three feet from the
bathroom.
Pooper. Like that's
all the way from what was it, London to Miami?
Somebody has to sit in the back of the plane. I mean, you can't every now and then.
I enjoy it at the end. It says the video went viral, receiving over 8 million views and was even shared onto the Virgin Atlantic Facebook page.
Yeah, it's not obscene. You don't see any.
Virgin.
You don't see anything.
there's
no exposure.
So
you just
that.
See this woman walk out fully clothed,
and you can see she's trying to be super subtle about it. And the guy coming out is like, yeah, whatever.
And they freeze frame it in the guy's face as he's got this huge grin on his face. He's just successfully joined the Mighty.
So this guy must have heard it and then went, man, I got to record them coming out.
He had to have.
Well, he's right there. I mean, like you said before, he is not in the greatest seat there. But,
here.
So he's
the guy in the Port-a-John is so proud of himself.
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
This is why, by the way, I think all, just to go on and make an editorial here, this is why all airplanes should have free Wi-Fi.
To try to keep things like this from
going on? This keeps, you know, people are going to.
Well, then you might have some solo.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, mile high.
Some performance artist sitting next to you.
But the my big takeaway from this is the most positive news coverage airlines have had in months
in
this country.
Honestly, very true.
Yeah, when this isn't the worst thing happening on an airplane.
Yeah, it's like, hey, this is kind of fun.
Two people got off on an airplane. Why not?
They were on TWA and they went, DTF?
DDA?
DTF? They were DTF.
DNA?
ATM? I don't want Tom using initials like that.
But we need to teach him if he's going to.
Is it ATL's Atlanta. DTF is, what is it?
Down to.
No, I thought I was Detroit. Sorry.
Nice try. Yeah. No, doesn't work for you.
What's CNT again?
Brad Williams. Isn't that a great stand-up?
Isn't that...
No.
That's I think country music television,
Connecticut?
Right?
No,
CMT.
No, isn't that
Brad Williams tweeted.
Hartford?
Is that? No.
No, I don't know what that would be.
Brad Williams tweeted over the weekend that he told his mom that DTF meant dedicated to family.
So she just puts it on things now?
So he goes, and the punchline is, and now we wait.
Oh, that's great.
One of my favorites is I saw a girl on Twitter taught her mom that LOL meant lots of love.
Oh, and, yeah. Well, some people, it did mean that for a long time.
And
well,
so her mom responded, said, hope you pass, or hope everything goes well at the doctor's office, LOL.
Yeah.
Really? LOL, mom? Thanks.
Yeah. Hope everything goes well with your surgery.
Yeah, with your STD check. LOL.
See everyone at the reunion. DTF.
Yeah,
dedicated
exactly.
Dedicated to family. Wait a minute.
When we come back, we have another airline story. This time not a good one, but it has more or less a proper ending.
I will
ending.
Say, though, this flight attendant is my spirit animal once you hear more about
okay,
it.
Okay, when we come back. This is not a Mile High Club incident.
No.
It's something very serious in the world of air travel. This is the Bob and Tom Show.